and face the wind. An open road and a road that's in a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
We're here in Tony's Test Kitchen, where impartial judges will be telling the Bauer Agency what flavors they like best with rice cakes.
How come we have to wear a blindfold?
Because if you saw what the stuff looked like, you'd never eat it.
That's it for me.
Come on, you guys, this is important. I'm trying to land the Ping rice cake account.
Yeah, now, come on. Angela's been working hard, coming up with these flavors. So, get with the program, join the rice cake generation.
What about you, Dad?
I'm too old.
Okay, kids, I want you to taste this. I want you to give me your honest opinion.
Go ahead. Hey, Angela, why do you want this stuff?
My goodness, more office supplies?
Mother, when you start a business, you need certain things. These are essentials. Oh, my new espresso machine.
That's essential?
Yes, it's a very classy thing to have. It enhances your image. Besides, you want your clients alert.
Yeah, what about this case of champagne?
You don't want them too alert.
Hey, and what about my favorite, this gumball machine?
That says that our agency is special and unique. All the agencies have one.
Angela, I may have missed one or two episodes of Wall Street Week, but shouldn't the money be coming in instead of going out?
Mother, you have to spend money in order to make money. Just like tomorrow in San Francisco with Mr. Ping, I'm taking him to the finest restaurant in Chinatown. Ugh. That should be a lesson to all of us here in the office.
Oh, we should all go to San Francisco for lunch?
Tony, we have to start thinking first class here. I want fresh cut flowers in the office, limousines and theater tickets for our clients. That's the way you create an aura of success.
Oh, that way they don't know we're desperate, right?
Exactly.
See? I watch Wall Street Week.
Tony, the boss is 3,000 miles away. Take a break. Would you like another cup of espresso?
No, thanks, Mona. I already had 5 cups.
Doesn't it make you feel successful?
No, it makes me feel like buffing the roof.
Yes, the Bauer Agency. Would you hold, please?
I don't want to tell you your job, but when people call, aren't we supposed to talk to them?
It shows you what you know. Then they'll think we're not busy.
But we're not busy.
But we don't want them to know that. See, that's how you create the aura of success.
Oh, I get it.
Would you put that over there right next to the Toyota account? So sorry to keep you waiting. Yes. Oh, Angela. Angela, calm down. No, we don't have the Toyota account. No. See, I was just trying to create an aura, you know. Yeah, the kids are fine. Everything's fine. Yeah, he's here. Hold on a minute. Get on the phone.
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh, a conference call. Hi, Angela. How's San Francisco? Huh? Are you all ready for your big lunch with Ping? You kidding? You're going to do great. Hey, remember, the little chopsticks, they're for the salad.
All right, honey, knock them dead. And as soon as you get back, we are going to celebrate.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What the heck? Let's celebrate now.
I'll get the champagne.
I'll get the glasses. Oh, boy, that's a big boy. boy, oh boy. Champagne.
Oh, hey. Was it great or was it great to hear Angela so fired up again, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's my little overachiever. Okay.
Oh!
Wow. Here is to the Bauer Agency because we are going to go all the way to the top.
Yeah, we're going to ride those little rice cakes right to the stars.
Hi there.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Bauer Agency. Come on in, come on in. Have a seat here. Have a seat.
Thank you.
Have a glass of champagne.
Ooh, hey, thanks. Hey, and how about a gumball, huh? I feel the red coming on.
So, what can we do for you?
Well, it's not really what you can do for me. It's what I can do for you. I'm a salesman.
Give me that.
I get the message. Well, look, I'll just leave you my card. I rent limousines. And I'm sure that you'll find that our rates are competitive. Well, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see this.
By the way, you do use limos, don't you?
Look, pal, we're not buying a limo.
Oh, well, that's good, because that would be very unwise of you. We're talking about leasing.
Mona, this guy's smooth.
I wish. Now, actually, I don't even have a sales pitch. I just give you the figures. You see, you rent a limousine for 4 hours, it costs you $200. You do that twice a week, that's $400. That's $1,600 monthly, and that's just for two clients a week. However, if you lease a limo, then it's yours 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all of this for just $1,000 a month. And what better advertising than a shiny limo parked out there by the curb with a personalized license plate that says Bauer. Now that is class. It gives the whole operation something I like to call an aura of success.
Let me see that. What are you doing here? It's 6 o'clock in the morning. What flight did you take? Oh, man, are your eyes red? Whew. Well, I guess that means you took the red eye, huh? How did things go with Ping? Not good, huh? Well, of course they didn't go good. If they would, you wouldn't look like that. Not that you look bad. Can I iron your coat? How was the airplane food? More bad things, huh? Angela, would you say something? I'm getting lonely.
Jim Peterson.
Bingo. That's a start now, Angela. That's a start. That's the crumb bun who took your job at Wallace and McQuaid.
And the man who just stole my client, Mr. Ping.
What? How?
Jim Peterson had his secretary call Mr. Ping's office, pretending to be my secretary. He moved our lunch to another restaurant. Mr. Ping showed up at the other restaurant, but I wasn't there. But guess who was?
Tony Bennett. You said to guess.
Jim Peterson slithered in with a rice cake presentation in his briefcase.
Why, that no... What are you gonna do?
I'd like to rip out his heart and leave it in San Francisco.
That seems fair.
Mr. Ping thinks I stood him up. He wouldn't even talk to me. So I flew home. Economy. That's the new word around here, Tony.
When you say new word, do you mean flu or home? It's not economy, is it?
Yep, no more frills.
Ah, frills. Well, when you say frills, what do you mean?
Well, I mean the espresso machine goes back.
Well, that's good, because I saved the box for it.
And the gumbo machine.
Oh, that's okay. I saved the box for that, too.
And, Tony, I may be a little jet-lagged, but I see a limo parked in the driveway.
Yeah, but I ain't got the box for that.
You bought a limo?
No. That would be very unwise. We leased a limo.
Yeah. It's only costing you $1.50 an hour.
Oh, my God, that's $1,000 a month.
How did she do that?
Quick, tell her about the beauty part.
Oh, yeah. Angela. You want to hear the beauty part? This is it. When we're not using the limo, we park it in front of the building to impress people.
Tony, that's a no parking zone.
Damn.
Angela, here is the other beauty part. See, when we are not using it for our clients, then we can rent it out for an enormous profit.
Yeah, yeah. And look, now that you haven't got the rice cake account, this is going to bring in a lot of extra money.
Who's going to rent it?
People.
Oh, people. What kind of people?
People that aren't smart enough to lease their own limo.
Oh, stupid people. Who's going to drive it?
I will.
Who's going to do your work around the house?
I will.
Who's going to run the Parents Association and coach Samantha's team and pick up Jonathan from Cub Scouts?
I will. Come on, Angel, I can handle this. And anyway, look, this is going to be good for the company. Hey, we'll be drinking espresso and chewing gumballs in no time.
Yeah, Bonnie, Dad said that if I washed the limo, he'd take us for a spin. Oh, we're going to look so cool.
Are you still blabbing on that phone?
Gotta go, Bonnie. Having problems with the child. Now, what's wrong?
I washed the entire limo all by myself.
Oh, Jonathan, now doesn't that give you a sense of accomplishment?
No, it gives me a sense of being treated like dirt.
Touchy-touchy.
Okay, kids, let's hit it. Let's do it. Let's move it. Then we'll leave in 10 minutes.
Great. First, we'll swing by Bonnie's and pick up the gang, and then we'll stop by football practice. Oh, and then we've got to stop by the mall.
Oh, wait. Hey. This limo's a business, not a one-way ticket to popularity.
Yeah, that's what you think. I have 3 dates this weekend.
That's what you think.
But, Dad, you said that if I was...
I know what I said, Samantha, but, hey, I'm busy like crazy here. I just got another pickup. I'm running myself ragged. You know, I could use a little cooperation from my family here. And, Jonathan, did you get the dry cleaning out of the trunk of the limo?
I looked, but there was nothing in the trunk.
What are you talking about? It's got to be there. I put it in there just before that drop-off at JFK. Oh, no. Angela's dry cleaning is checked through to Brussels.
No. Look, I am sorry. We are not an escort service. We rent cars, not women. How much? Could you hold? Yes, the Bauer agency. Mona's limo... Mona's limo, a subsidiary of the Bauer agency. Yeah, could you hold? Angela, line one! Or was it line two?
Mother?
Hello?
Mother, there's a man on the phone who wants to know what my hourly rates are.
He means the limo, dear.
No, he doesn't.
Hey. Oh, there you go. All right, 2 runs down and raring to go. What's next?
That's it for the day.
Thank God.
this isn't working. My office is in chaos. My housekeeper's too busy to keep my house, and I have no idea where my dry cleaning is.
Somewhere over Normandy.
I have never been so depressed in my life. You know where to reach me.
Bloomingdale's?
4th floor.
Wait a minute. Whatever happened to economy?
Tony, it doesn't cost anything to try things on. And besides, the feel of cashmere next to my skin always cheers me up.
Here we go, here.
Mona, what are you up to?
Mr. Ping's limo is going to arrive to pick him up just a little sooner than he expected.
Oh, dirty pool.
Just call me Fast Mona. Mr. Ping, what takes you to Wallace and McQuaid? A little advertising business?
Nah, big advertisement business. TV, radio, magazines, buses. You'll see my face everywhere.
You know, Ping, I pick up a lot of dirt up here in the driver's seat. And I can tell you that since they lost their president, Wallace and McQuaid haven't been the same.
Oh, no. I'm quite satisfied. Wallace and McQuaid has given me good treatment. They've given me a big hotel suite, a limousine like this, with a driver who's a 身材又咁靓，脚又咁长，又肥啲啲，真系好啦。
You certainly have a way with words.
You said it, Toots.
You know, I'll tell you something else about Wallace and McQuaid. The person that really made that agency what they are is Angela Bauer.
Oh, I don't like her. She stood me up. Big flake.
Angela Bauer? That's impossible. She has great integrity. And she's bright and creative. And her agency is just small enough to give you that down-home personal touch.
What are you, a mother?
You know, Ping, I like you.
Oh, I have that effect on women.
I wonder, Ping, if I could ask you a favor.
Yeah.
Could we make one teeny-weeny stop on our way?
For you, Mona, no stop is too teeny-weeny.
What was so important that you had me paged at Bloomingdale's? I was in the dressing room and a sales girl pulled me out of there and I was trying on the most incredible silk blouse. Oh my God, this is it. On top of everything else, I'm a shoplifter.
Okay, now take it easy, take it easy. They know you. You called them, you put it on your credit card.
Not sure I like it.
No, are you kidding me? It's you.
It looks fabulous.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know that's good, Angela, because you never know when an important business client may walk right through that door, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Let me get the tags. Here, come here, I got a scissors right over here. Come here.
Oh, thank you for escorting me up here. It is so nice to have a big, strong man around.
Three times a week, Nautilus.
Ooh! Oh, Thomas.
The Bauer Agency? You tricked me, Red.
Yes, Ping. I am her mother. Meet Angela Bauer.
Mr. Ping, what are you doing here?
Your mother gave me the old Shanghai surprise. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to grab a cab to Wallace and McQuaid.
Now, wait a minute, Ping. This is Wallace and McQuaid.
I don't see Wallace. I don't see McQuaid.
Oh, they've been dead for years. What you do see is the woman who was responsible for nearly all of their national campaigns.
Which campaigns?
Well, Pêche fragrances, to name but one.
Oh, Mrs. Ping loves those.
Yeah? And what about Guacamunchies, to name but two?
Guacamunchies? They're disgusting.
Yeah, that's true, Ping, but she sold millions of them, and she could do the same thing for your disgusting rice cakes.
You must be good.
The best.
Go ahead, Angela, pitch your little heart out.
Mr. Ping, for months I've been developing ideas for your rice cakes. And if given the chance, I think I can make your product as American as apple pie and as tasty.
How the hell can you do that?
Step into my office. I'll tell you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
Thank you. Oh, Mother, call Jim Peterson. Tell him I'm sorry he missed his appointment with Mr. Ping. We'll send over a case of rice cakes.
Oh, ooh, cruel and disgusting punishment. I'll deliver them myself.
Yes, thank you. We will. We'll deliver it tomorrow. Yes. I did it.
You did what? We're not in another business, are we?
No, we are out of business. I unloaded the limo. Oh. They are taking up our lease.
That's wonderful.
people. Who's the lucky sub-leasee?
The Happy Horizon Funeral Home. Of course, they won't have any use for the bar or the TV, but I'm sure they'll rest comfortably.
How did you do it?
I told them the beauty part, that it was only going to cost them $1,000 a month, which was $250 a week, $35 a day, and that worked out to be only $1.50 a stiff.
How could they resist?
Hey, hey, look what I got. Found the dry cleaning, huh?
Oh, Tony, thank you. My Harris tweed suit, I thought it had gone to the big baggage carousel in the sky.
Yeah, now, you know, people are always making jokes about the airlines losing their luggage, right? But hey, they always come through for me. Hey, Angela, get ready to say hello, too. Your kimono?
Angela, this is great. You can make extra money by being a geisha.
Well, Tony?
Arigato gozaimashita. Sayonara.